I'm Taylor Gant with your 88.5 GPB Atlanta headlines. The city of Atlanta is under new leadership. GPB Stephen Fowler reports yesterday was the first day of Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms' administration.
Bottoms was sworn in Monday as the 60th mayor of Atlanta and is just the second woman to hold that office. In her inaugural address, she announced several plans for her opening months, including increasing affordable housing, reforming the city's purchasing process, and increasing ethics transparency. New City Council President Felicia Moore urged Atlantans to get involved with local politics, like the city's neighborhood planning units.
Find out where your meetings are and get involved. Let us hear your voice. Let us hear your concerns. Let us work together.
Bottoms, Moore, and the new City Council will hold their positions until 2021. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Governor Nathan Deal is declaring a state of emergency for counties along the coast as winter storm Grayson moves inland. The order affects 28 counties, including Chatham and Glynn. Health departments and public health facilities in those counties will be closed this morning. A winter storm warning remains in effect in eastern Georgia until 7 p.m. tonight. Total snow accumulations of 1 to 3 inches and ice accumulations of less than an inch are expected. Veteran Atlanta television news anchor Amanda Davis will be laid to rest this morning. The funeral is planned for 11 a.m. at Cascade United Methodist Church in Atlanta. Davis died last week at age 62 of a stroke. She had been a presence on Atlanta TV news for more than 25 years. The city of Atlanta is moving forward with plans to become a smart city. According to the Atlanta Business Chronicle, city leaders are hoping to build partnerships with providers who can help develop and operate next-generation smart city projects. These initiatives include an expanded fiber optic network, smart traffic lights, digital information kiosks, and free city Wi-Fi. The city says it anticipates benefits including cost savings and improved services. A meeting with potential vendors is scheduled for next week. In today's forecast, mostly cloudy skies and very cold temperatures. Today's high will only reach 38 degrees. Tonight, it will get even colder with a low of 19. Wind gusts could reach up to 15 miles per hour. I'm Taylor Gant, and you're listening to 88.5 GPB Atlanta.